Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. In a few seconds time, we're joined by Ronald Evergy for the verbal fitness sessions for a nice workout. And time permitting, we're going to ask Ronald about his story of coming to Islam. We've got a wonderful story here within the precincts of Radio Islam. And inshallah, in the second half, I'll talk to you more about this. One of the guys we know here, named Norman, became Norman. Wonderful story. And we'll talk to you about that, inshallah, in the second half of the story, of the show, inshallah. Also, we'll be playing a clip of a Brazilian brother in Brazil, obviously, talking about his coming to Islam. It's really, really heart-rendering and heartwarming at the same time. And it might inspire people out there to maybe go out in terms of dawah and bringing people towards Islam. So it's time to join Ronald for the verbal fitness sessions. He joins us now on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, brother Ijaz?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you, my man?
I'm surrounded by noisy builders who don't listen when you ask them nicely to be quiet. Now they're all smiling at me with their Colgate teeth.
You know what? Maybe tell them to join us for the workout.
They just ate lunch. I think they're going to pass out. I think a workout is a brilliant idea.
All right, inshallah. But we all set here, so as soon
okay.
as... You... So let's go.
Well, I mean, let's get going with this workout. Let's keep it simple. Let's focus on the upper body today. You know, we always focus on the lower body. You know, we focus on some upper body exercises and ab exercises. Because everybody wants to have a tight six-pack and a firm six-pack. So let's get going with this. And so first things first, what I want you to do is keep your hands up. And I want you to shatterbox. So I want you to punch in front of you, do uppercuts, do cross punches, punch side to side, just box non-stop for the first 45 seconds. All right, go, go, go. Now, when you start boxing in different directions and ways, it's not as boring as just punching in front of you all the time.
Yeah.
Because you begin to twist the body, loosen up the back, mobilize the shoulder joints, and warm the entire body up. But you also warm up your lower body, you know, because you have to really keep bouncing. You're, like, you're bouncing ever so lightly by punching. So keep on going. Mix and match your punches. Even do double hand punches if you're feeling brave. Go, go, go. Just don't stop. Punch, 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 punch. Hook, cross, side. That's it. Keep it going. Tight fist. That's it. 5 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, and 1. The next exercise is into the upper body. What I want you to do is stand up wherever you are.
Okay.
Raise your hands up to the side and keep your arms, elbows straight. And keep your hands parallel to the ground. And what I want you to imagine is that you're doing mini bird wing flaps. Okay? Now, hands up to the side, and you're flapping your wings ever so slightly. So your hands go up 5 centimeters, down 5 centimeters. Keep on going non-stop with that for 30 seconds.
Are we doing it rapidly?
Rapidly, my brother. We are birds flying away. We're not cruising on the wind. Okay, we're not gliding. So rapidly, up and down, up and down, up down, up down, up down, up down. That's literally your rhythm.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay?
And you should feel the shoulders begin to get a bit of a burn.
Yeah.
All right, keep it going. Now, just for you, brother, just 50 more seconds. All right?
And, okay.
Okay, keep it going. All right, good. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Relax it down.
Sure.
Now, from that position, I want you to face a couch or face a table in front of you, but obviously make sure it's a heavy table.
Okay.
Place your hands in the push-up position, okay?
Right.
Okay, these are called elevated push-ups. So they're not as difficult as being flat on the ground. You're going to add in some variations. Make sure it's a very stable counter or couch.
All right.
So in the push-up position, wider than shoulder width apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to do a push-up so that your chest touches the counter or the couch or the table in front of you. And as you push up, I want you to push up with a slight jump and let your hands close. As your hands close into a diamond formation, you bend it again. For elbows. Push it up, open it up, hands go wider. Push up, push it up, close the hands, push it up. So you're combining an exercise that works the chest, shoulders, and the triceps. A normal push, the French press, as you bring your hands closer. You do for 30 seconds. Let's go for it. Wide push up, close hand push up, wide push up, close hand push up. That's your rhythm, that's your pace. All right, with cardio exercises, we do it quite quickly. With strength, we slow it down slightly to ensure maximizing the effect in, to take on those muscle groups.
Okay.
All right, almost done. 5 more seconds. Wide, narrow. Wide, narrow. 3, 2, and 1. Relax it. Now, the next exercise, Brother Jones, right?
Yep.
I want you to stand upright. Keep your elbows aside. Hands down. Okay? And I want you to begin to lift your head, your fist, tight fist. Every muscle is tight now. Your forearms, your wrists, your biceps, your triceps, your shoulders, your abs, your glutes, everything is tight. And I want you to slowly offer yourself resistance in your arm and lift your hand up to 90 degrees. Slowly. So you're tightening every muscle that you can, giving the self-resistance. I hold it at 90 degrees. Take your left hand, put it on top of your fist, and I want you to the fist down, and I want your other arm to resist.
Yeah.
So you're offering yourself your own resistance. So if your right arm is bent at 90 degrees, your left hand's on top pushing it down, and your right arm is basically resisting that motion.
Yeah.
Hold it there for 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, keep tightening. It's very tight on the bicep and the shoulders. 3, 2, 1, change hands.
Sure.
Left hand is all the way down, tight fist, elbows straight. Place your right hand as you come up to 90 degrees with your right hand on top of the left hand and offer yourself the resistance for another 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and relax it out. That's how verbal sessions, for fitness sessions, gives you a efficient and effective upper body workout.
Nice one. Yeah, you're right. We have been focusing on the lower body for a while. So it's good to mix it up again and bring the upper body back into focus.
And definitely so for men and for women, and for teenagers out there, because at the end of the day, it gives you balance in your body both, but also you challenge the muscles differently. So you really, really, you know, work all areas of the body, which allows you to be functionally and physically at optimum most of the day or most of the week.
Wonderful stuff, Ronald. Jazakallah khair for that. Really enjoyed it.
Pleasure, brother.
Okay, I can see it's quiet behind you. So have your workers gone away, or are they tired after the workout?
I don't know. They're still smiling here, waiting to continue as soon as we're done.
All right, we won't keep them for too long. Maybe just, you know what, every now and then, someone will ask me a question about Ronald. Say, why do you always say salams to Ronald? And why does he say salam back? I'm like, he's a Muslim, hello. And they're like, what? You know? So maybe just give some insight into your story of coming to Islam.
Well, I think very simple. I think Muslim or not, you know, by saying salam to someone, you're wishing them peace and blessings.
Of course.
So I don't think we're just limited to Muslims. I think we could change that perception, number one. But number two is, I mean, my journey to Islam started many, many moons ago. My grandmother was born Christian from the Northern Cape, met my grandfather, my mom's dad, and she embraced Islam back then. So my mother was born Muslim.
Hmm.
My dad, on the other hand, his dad was Hindu and married my grandmother, which was Christian. And when my mom grew up, she grew up with a Christian family, so I was born Christian. Growing up also, I was always into martial arts. I was, you know, training in Forsberg with Sali Said, and always learning about different faiths and religions. And I was very close friends and dating his daughter, Layla, and she passed away in a car accident when I was 20, 21. And I was the one driving the car, and she passed away because they hit and run. And he was in the car as well. And the only explanation or reasoning, I think, was that my friend Shaitan Osmani brought me Surah Yasin. And he said to me, Ronald, just read this. And through reading that, I found a lot of strength to the point where I began to memorize the English version of Surah Yasin that I was given.
Mm.
And if I embraced Islam at that point, I would have embraced Islam for someone else, which passed away later, and I didn't. But I kept on practicing, I kept on learning and reading. You and I met at that point many, many, many years ago in Lens, brother. You remember that?
Yes.
And I kept on just practicing and learning, and I would go to mosques at Wits, I was studying at Wits, and I would follow the actions of everybody, but I would read Surah Yasin, I don't know what to say. You know, that's the point where I met Suleiman Mulana, and he helped me in my initial phases of the Vesa. And I just carried on learning, and I would fast half day for the first year, the second year, full day fast. And I was in another radio station at that point, started the business. A very good friend of mine at that point was also Hamza Faruqi. So I learned a lot from them. And 3 years later, I sat one day, I woke up, I was wearing a pink check shirt. I went to Mufti Akin. I said to him, I want to become Muslim now. He looked at me after knowing for 3 years and he says, Ronald, you've been Muslim for 3 years. The only thing that's missing is you didn't verbally and formally say the kalima, you know. And I said the kalima with him and Hamza there, and I became Muslim. And I did not change my name because the name doesn't make me Muslim.
Because
he said to me, are you becoming Muslim for yourself to please the Almighty, or are you becoming Muslims for everybody else so they can recognize you by your name? He says, what does your name mean? And I said, my name means protector of knowledge, Ronald. He said, who gave you your name? I said, my mother. He said, where does Jannat lie? I said, at my mother's feet. So he says to me, if you change your name, will it hurt your mother? I said, yes. He says, then why change your name if it's not offending anybody? There's no such thing as a Muslim name. Your name has got good meaning. And my name has always been Ronald. I've been Muslim for so many years and moons. And it has been a blessing to me, trials and tribulations. And alhamdulillah, it has been a wonderful experience. And in a nutshell, phew, that is my journey. And others out there, it's not an easy journey because, well, many people celebrate Eid in those years with their family. I was alone. My family was Christian. My father disowned me. But I stuck to my faith and my conviction. So I would fast alone, wake up alone, break fast alone. The only connection I had was at the Rawi. And Eid for me was the most lonely time. When someone embraces Islam, it's not just alhamdulillah for that. It's, think about the support structure you have in being born Muslim and share that with others, because that is where it becomes a very lonely journey, and that's when your testament to your journey is being tested.
Jazakallah khair, Ronald, for sharing that with us. May Allah reward you for all your steadfastness during that difficult time, and may Allah keep you steadfast in your endeavors to continue learning the deen. And we really appreciate all your time. Such a wonderful and valuable member of the Ummah.
My brother, it's an absolute pleasure, and as always, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I'm humbled by that. And to all our listeners out there, keep fit, keep healthy, and we will be here every day helping you with Brother Ijaz.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What a wonderful story. And we thank Ronald once again for sharing that with us. And yes, indeed, it's a struggle daily for believers. So, here we go with our Nasheed to remind us of that difficult struggle. And when we come back, inshallah, we'll be telling you about Norman and how he became Nu'man.